assessing probability slash impact, and responding to risks. The next steps after identifying and categorizing risks include assessing the probability and impact of each risk, and then devising an appropriate and cost-effective response to each risk. Some responses are implemented over time at strategic or tactical levels of planning. If a risk event occurs, the organization should have a way to know that the risk event is occurring and also have a contingency plan in place. Assessing probability and impact of risks. The magnitude of a risk is determined by considering the risk's probability of occurrence and the impact it will have on the organization if it occurs. These ratings can be determined qualitatively, for example, comparative rankings, or quantitatively, for example, assigning monetary values to risks, computer simulations, benefit-cost analysis. Risks may be listed by a combined score on a spreadsheet, or they can be mapped visually on a matrix. The risk matrix is formed by two axes, for probability and impact. An example is shown in Exhibit 5-17. Exhibit 5-17, Sample Risk Matrix. Responses to risk. Operations will take different approaches to controlling its risks, depending on the risk's magnitude, probability, and impact. The probability of success in the measures taken and their required costs. The possibilities that additional risk will be created as a result of the intervention. The organization's risk tolerance level. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines three approaches to managing risk. A fourth type exists, but has no definition: risk acceptance. A decision to take no action to deal with a risk, or an inability to format a plan to deal with the risk. This is a common response when a risk has low impact and probability. It may also be chosen when no effective response can be devised. Organizations with high risk tolerance may use this method more often. For example, operations may be assessing risks associated with purchasing a certain piece of equipment. Due diligence into the equipment's performance shows that it is very reliable. If the equipment fails, the process can be performed with other equipment, and it will not delay the process much. Risk avoidance. Changing a plan to eliminate a risk or to protect plan objectives from its impact. Avoidance is often used when the impact of a risk is considered too severe to tolerate. A high impact, high probability risk will usually be avoided if some other method can be devised. For example, the health risks for using a particular material in manufacturing may have been proven in several reputable studies, so the process will be redesigned to avoid the material. Risk mitigation. Reducing exposure to risk in terms of either its likelihood or its impact. Risk mitigation may be used when impact and probability are moderate, when the possibility of success in mitigation is high, or when the costs of mitigation are low relative to the impact. Risk mitigation approaches sometimes use redundancy. 1. A backup capability, coming either from extra machines or from extra components within a machine to reduce the effects of breakdowns. 2. The use of one or more extra or duplicating components in a system or equipment, often to increase reliability. To continue the previous example, let's say that the substance in the manufacturing process is hazardous only under certain conditions, for example, when it dries out and dust can become airborne. Risk mitigation steps might include humidification and air cleaning systems. Operations may also require that employees wear protective gear at all times, or humans may be replaced by robots in a process. Risk transfer. The transfer of all or some part of a risk to a third party. When an organization insures its property, it is transferring the risk to another party, the insurer. When operations chooses to use a third-party logistics, 3PL, provider to deliver goods to customers, it is transferring all the risks associated with owning a fleet of trucks, employing drivers, and operating the fleet, for example, losses due to damaged or stolen goods. The 3PL provider assumes ownership of these risks or may transfer some of them using its own insurance. Event monitoring. Organizations need manual and technology-assisted processes in place to monitor events that have associated risks and risk management plans. Software can help monitor risks and provide exception alerts. One example is supply chain event management, SCEM, which the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as a term associated with supply chain management software applications, in which users have the ability to flag the occurrence of certain supply chain events to trigger some form of alert or action within another supply chain application. SCEM can be deployed to monitor supply chain business processes such as planning, transportation, logistics, or procurement. It can also be applied to supply chain business intelligence applications to alert users to any unplanned or unexpected events. C. performance and event management system, continuity plans and recovery. Effective organizations implement proactive portions of their risk management plans and also develop reactive plans for how they will recover from a risk event so they can continue to provide goods and services to their customers. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines some related terms. Contingency planning, a process for creating alternative plans to facilitate project success if certain risk events occur. Business continuity planning, plans to ensure that an organization is capable of continuing to deliver products or services at acceptable predefined levels following a disruptive incident. The plans are developed by identifying potential threats to an organization and the impacts on business operations those threats might cause. These plans provide a framework for building organizational resilience with the capability of an effective response to safeguard the interests of its key stakeholders, reputation, brand, and value-creating activities. Business Continuity Management System, BCMS, part of the overall management system that establishes, implements, operates, monitors, reviews, maintains, and improves an organization's capability of delivering products or services at acceptable predefined levels following a disruptive incident. It is based upon identifying potential threats and their impacts to an organization and its business operations. The system provides a framework for building organizational resilience with the capability of an effective response that safeguards the interests of its key stakeholders, reputation, brand, and value-creating activities. Organizations need business continuity plans and management systems, and they also need to ensure their suppliers and other supply chain partners have their own plans and systems at strategic, tactical, and operational levels. Ideally, organizations and their suppliers collaborate on these tasks so that the party most able to address a given risk can manage that risk, and other organizations can focus more on the things they can control efficiently and/or effectively. At the strategic level, business continuity plans may address proactive structural responses to risk that take time to develop, such as resiliency, for example, redundant supply chain nodes. At the tactical level, continuity plans may still include proactive steps, such as developing a crisis response team and running drills, diversifying suppliers, or using risk pooling, defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a method often associated with the management of inventory risk. Manufacturers and retailers that experience high variability in demand for their products can pool together common inventory components associated with a broad family of products to buffer the overall burden of having to deploy inventory for each discrete product. At the tactical level, reactive steps in response to a risk event also occur, such as actually getting a backup supplier online. The operational level is where most reactive responses occur. Each individual plant will need contingency plans for enacting timely responses to identified operating risks. For example, operations may create a plan for what to do if a chemical spill occurs, training and equipping teams to implement the plan quickly if needed. Workers will don protective gear that is kept on hand, will quickly shut down ventilation and drainage systems, and will follow procedures for notifying supervisors. Operations will contract with a service to clean the spill safely and dispose of materials. Managers should meet after any significant event to understand why it happened and what could have been done to avoid it. For the event of supply disruptions, here are some examples of contingency plan responses. Be transparent. Inform customers, suppliers, and other parties promptly of delays or issues and collaborate with them on solutions. Change transportation. Change shipping mode, such as to avoid a port delay or to ship by air. Activate an alternate transportation carrier. Expedite, divert, or transfer. Expedite, de-expedite, or reroute shipments or transfer inventory between locations as needed. Change supplier. Activate a backup supplier. Split lots or partial lots. Produce in less optimal lot sizes as needed by the situation. Substitute materials. Purchase alternate materials that have been pre-approved for use. Maintain manual methods. Keep printed materials to enable following manual procedures if information systems fail. Maintain printed emergency contact lists. Recovery strategies can be as simple as training employees in how to respond to dissatisfied customers and giving employees the authority to offer customers some form of compensation. They can be as complicated as product recall strategies that reach upstream to every distribution channel and outlet to track product, contact customers, and document the defective product's return and disposal. Case study. Shipbuilder confronts risk. The shipbuilder recently bid on and won a prestigious project, the design and production of a cutting-edge cruise ship in a general strategy session. There are two special project risks, plus the usual risks of cost overruns and quality issues. One risk involves the aggressive delivery date. There are substantial and accumulating penalties for every month of delay past the promised delivery date. If the ship is not ready for the prime cruising season, the cruise line will lose money. The second risk has to do with a technology that requires a high degree of integration among the work units. Delays in a single unit can directly affect the schedule. The unit's performance can be delayed by inadequate supplier performance, for example, delayed or incomplete deliveries, unacceptable levels of quality. The operations leader asks all the unit directors to complete risk assessments and management plans for their supply risks. Looking at their separate reports, the operations leader is struck by the sheer number of risks and the overall cost of managing them. This is the problem of cumulative risk, risk aggregated from multiple sources or accumulated in one source over time. The operations leader calls for a meeting of unit leaders, senior leaders, and key technology personnel. The possibility is raised of changing the approach to the supply network. Currently, the shipbuilder weights low cost very heavily in its selection of suppliers. Would it help to revise the supplier selection process? Some unit directors suggest going further and changing the basic relationship with their suppliers, getting them more involved earlier in the design process. Technology suggests the idea of allowing suppliers more visibility over inventory and allowing them to manage inventory supply. The operations leader commits to preparing a cost and time estimate of this risk management strategy and reporting back to management and the group.